Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, let's ride. 2:39 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, sailing into the weekend here after our program is over. At 6 o'clock this evening, Marcus McNeil, Two Pros and a Joe, going to join us here in just a couple of moments. Give us a little insider look at the NFC and AFC championship games, which, should you choose, you can listen to right here on 97.3 The Fan. Beginning Sunday at noon with the 49ers and the Eagles, followed by the Bengals and the Chiefs. News from the AFC title game today.
Oh, yeah, this is big news.
Andy Reid confirming some guy named Patrick Mahomes will start at quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I heard he's decent.
I heard he's okay. Is he going to be okay? That's going to be the question that will be answered once they get underway. Mahomes, of course, dealing with that high ankle sprain, but he apparently is immune to the pain.
Yeah.
Because he just says he's fine and ready to go.
I saw some video of him actually at practice today, and I mean, it's practice, but moving around a lot better than he was on last week when he was playing.
It's remarkable what they can do to get these guys ready. I mean, high ankle sprains used to be a month before you could even walk. But it looks like Mahomes is going to be ready to go. Reed said he will start. Hayden Hurst, tight end for the Bengals, will also be starting. No word yet on the injured Cincinnati Bengals lineman.
No, they're not. They're not going to play.
They're not going likely to play. Yes. I didn't hear that word. Yeah. Then. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Tony. All right. Well, the guys who played last week did all right. Speaking of great offensive linemen, one of my favorites of all time, from the podcast Two Pros and a Joe, the pride of Auburn University, and a former San Diego Charger, Marcus McNeil, joins the Gwynn and Chris program here. Hi, Marcus. How are you, man?
Man, what's up, fellas? Y'all make me feel so good every time.
Well, we love having you on the show. I wanted to ask you, I mean, let's the Chiefs and the Bengals is one thing, but around here, I mean, it's kind of most of the focus is on the 49ers and how the Eagles can beat them on Sunday and allow both Tony and I some peace of mind, because otherwise we're going to have to put up with Scraby talking about how great his 49ers are for another 2 weeks.
Bang, bang, bang again.
Okay. Take us into the line of scrimmage. These are two teams that both have great offensive and defensive lines. I mean, I feel like the 49ers have just, their line has been so good for Brock Purdy. Eagles have a great running game. Talk about these offensive lines, defensive lines. Who do you think has the advantage between these two great teams?
Oh, man. I'm going to say I think the 49ers have the advantage a little bit on the defensive line, only because, like, when you have a guy like Bosa, just a generational talent, I'm talking about that guy can go. He got a motor, you know what I'm saying? And then to just have other pieces around there, you know, I'm just going to have to give the edge slightly to the 49ers, you know, slightly to the 49ers. But that is not a knock by any means on, like, the Philadelphia Eagles front and defense, offensive line. It's just that, you know, sometimes you just have those guys who are the elite of elite, and to have one of those guys on your offense or defensive line, like the 49ers having both, like, it just kind of gives them the edge in the trenches for me.
Marcus, they both have exceptional offensive lines. Is there a difference between the 49ers offensive line versus the Eagles offensive line? They both have unique ways of running the football. Do you see some similarities in those two offensive lines?
I definitely see some similarities. If you think about, you know, let's start with the 49ers, you know, and kind of think about, like, how they're patting, right? You got Trent Williams back there, who's a all athlete, you know, big guy, but can move, quick feet, you know, strong, and can handle the edge. you know, and that gives them a lot of advantage in a lot of games. But the only thing about the defensive line for the Eagles is a lot of the guys, their best guys are on the interior, you know, so that kind of isolates some of Trent Williams' effectiveness as far as, like, being that guy who has to take care of this guy or this edge rusher during a game, and you could pretty much just mark him off the board, you know. But just the style of play, like you say, they're both tough teams, you know what I'm saying? When you see these guys up front, the Eagles' offensive line, they beat up guys, you know what I'm saying? The same way with the 49ers. Like, this is going to be like the battle of the trenches, you know what I'm saying? Like, and somebody's going to have to impose their will on somebody, and I just can't wait to see it.
Marcus McNeil is with us. As a guy who, you know, played so many games there, how do you win that battle? You're on the offensive line. You're trying to win the battle against the defensive line. It's a four-quarter war. What kinds of things are you doing during the course of the game so that you know, maybe come second half, hey, you know what? We are winning this battle of the trenches. What do you need to do?
Well, I know this might sound kind of cliche, but people always say, like, how do you eat an elephant, right? If somebody asks that question. And they tell you, you got to eat it one bite at a time. So, like, that's how you have to attack and a game this enormous. You know what I'm saying? Like, for a game of this magnitude, championship game, like, this is size who goes to the Super Bowl, you can't really look at the whole game. You literally have to come out, be loose, and then try to attack the game one play at a time. You know, like, you go out there and every rep is just one rep. Every rep is that one play is a Super Bowl for you. So you're just trying to make sure that you come out at the end on top.
Marcus McNeil joins us, two pros and a Joe, former San Diego Charger. And Marcus, in the other game, the AFC game, there's both two good teams. These two teams have explosive offenses, but this game is once again probably going to be decided in the trenches. How easy, and I know the Bengals made it look real easy last week, replacing two of their starters with two backups, but that doesn't seem like an easy transition. How difficult can that be to just replace two guys who have been vital parts of your offensive line at this point in the year?
I mean, I would say it was bad, but they just seem to make it work. You know what I'm saying? Like, usually, like, you have to galvanize or have that five-man group that can go out there and really play together. But for some reason, this team just believes they can win. And I don't think it's just with the starters. I think it's, like, throughout the whole organization. So regardless of who steps in, they just ready to step up.
If you're the offensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs, how much do you need to know about Patrick Mahomes' health in order to play well on Sunday, Marcus? I mean, it's got to change your game, right, if he can't scramble?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, like, we just went from, you know, probably, like, mall security to the Secret Service. Like, can't nobody touch him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and it has to be that serious because you know that whenever you're actually out there, You have to make sure that he doesn't get hit or he doesn't have to take a fall or something that can possibly hurt that ankle in the worst. I think about Phillip Rivers, you know, coming in playing on that ACL injury. Like, you know, they're just telling us at first that, oh, yeah, like it might be like a small tear. Turns out it was his whole ACL, you know, that he had to have surgery on, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So, like, in those moments, it's like, all right, like you have to be on top of your game,
yeah,
from the jump. Like, there's no way we can let anybody get close to him because we know he's a big factor on whether or not we can go out there and play the type of ball that we want to play and that we've been winning with the whole year.
Marcus, Joe Burrow has had a ton of success against the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, so much so that they're calling it Burrowhead in Kansas City. What does this win? I mean, he's beaten Patrick Mahomes three times. What does a win against Patrick Mahomes for the fourth time in Kansas City do to elevate Joe Burrow? Does this move him up in the rankings, or is he already proven that he's that guy, as he said?
Hey, man, I think he's already proven himself. But, like, the win four, they'll almost have the right to call it Burrowhead, you know, cause for anybody, any team in the NFL, to even say they won three straight against the Chiefs over the last 5 or 6 years is amazing, right? And you're telling me this kid is undefeated? Yeah, that's Burrowhead, you know. But I like Joe Icy, so I'm a little bit biased, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like Joe Icy, how he plays out there, that cool demeanor.
Does bulletin board material work? Like, I mean, can the Chiefs really use the Bengals calling it Burrowhead to get an extra edge? Or once the game starts, does all that stuff just go out the window?
Yeah, all that. I mean, it's great for leading up to the week, you know what I'm saying? But at this point in time, nobody really needs anything to get up. You're playing for the division championship. You know, like, we're trying to win the AFC championship right here. Like, it can give you a little bit of fire, like, to kind of come out there in the beginning to where I think, like, you can get a good start, you know, and come out fired up.
Yeah.
But, like, at the end of the day, like, it's going to be played between the lines and in between the whistles.
Marcus, last time we had you on, you were actually in studio with me, and we talked a little bit about the Chargers and what the standing was with Brandon Staley. They obviously get into the playoffs, and they lose in the fashion that they did. Obviously, Staley's coming back. Where do the Chargers go from here? I mean, this is a talented team with some talented players on it, but seem to keep coming up short. How do they get beyond that?
Oh, man. Shoot. Like, where do we start? I mean, one, not playing your players the last week of the season. You don't need to play. Like, let's just start there. You know, like, I mean, hindsight being 2020, like, we limped into the postseason this year. We dealt with so many injuries all year. I just didn't really feel like it was necessary to play guys, you know what I'm saying, especially veteran guys that late in the season, especially when all of them had some sort of injuries, you know, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Bosa, you know what I'm saying? Like, we should just be happy to have them, you know, so let's not use them up before we actually need them. So, like, just starting there, but, I mean, I'm telling you guys, it's tough for those guys. It's going to be tough for those guys to win, you know what I'm saying, if we don't just, like, kind of get our fan base back, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we almost have more, we almost bring double as many fans for the other team when they come in to play because, you know, everybody hates the way things worked out with the Chargers. So I'm just trying to bring some good juju back to them or something, man, because, like,
we need it,
you know what I'm saying? We need it.
Marcus McNeil, one of our all-time favorites. The podcast is called Two Pros and a Joe. He's featured along with Greg Camarillo and our own Mr. Scraby. Marcus, who are you picking? I mean, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Who do you give the edge to in the NFC Championship, and who do you give the edge to in the AFC Championship?
Man, I'm going to make it short and sweet for you. Yeah, I'm taking the Bengals, and I'm taking the Eagles. You know?
Bengals and Eagles.
Sorry, Scrabe.
Bengals and Eagles.
Marcus, we're going to have to talk later.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I expected the phone to hang up immediately after I said that. So.
Marcus knows what he's talking about. So,
well, he's been there, man. He's been right in the middle of it all. So we'll see. All right, Marcus, thanks for the time. Enjoy the games. Thanks for the great insight, too. Really appreciate it. It's fun to get to know what's going on down there, and he's always been very informative and entertaining. Marcus, we'll talk to you again soon, buddy. Take care.
Hey, thanks, man. Shout out to Modern Day Basketball team, man. We watching basketball this Friday, baby.
Go Modern Day.
Modern Day High School. All right. Thanks,
Marcus. Thanks,
Marcus. There he is, Marcus McNeil, joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. We'll see what our picks.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.